Samantha Bee has distilled parenting into two words. Bear with me. Vomit and urine. She's a mother of three kids under five, but you may know her best as a correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
He's crying, Sam. Your boy is crying.
I know, John.
He's crying.
I know. He gets very upset when his mommy gets interrupted.
No, that's not it.
Yes. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. We're heading over to Fox and Hounds later for a couple of G&Ts.
What? And now you're taking him drinking?
John, it's take your child to work day.
Right.
What?
Thank you.
Now, she and a friend, Alana Harkin, run a blog over at Babbel.com. It's called Eating Over the Sink. And it's sort of about parenting, but don't expect much parenting advice. Samantha Bee joins me now from our studios in New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here.
Likewise.
Thank you.
It's fair to say this is not a parenting advice column. This is not something you would find in Parenting Magazine.
Oh, my goodness. If you took anything away from this blog in terms of parenting techniques, I really don't know what to tell you. It is not intended for that purpose.
You and your husband, Jason Jones, who's
yes.
Also, of course, on The Daily Show, you have three yes. children, all under the age of five, right?
Well, we actually do have one five-year-old now. She has actually reached the age of five, so we have three five and under. That's what we say.
That's a handful.
It is a handful. I did a travel day yesterday, 12 hours with the baby.
You actually had a blog post a couple mm-hmm. days ago about a trip you took with her.
Yes.
And you sat next to a businessman who was clearly annoyed when he found
so
out he was sitting next to a woman with a baby.
Honestly, if he had quills, he would have shot them at me. He could not have been more porcupine-y.
Would you mind reading a bit from that blog post?
Yes, it was very frustrating and very fertile ground for a blog post. What makes you think you're such a great seatmate? Is it how you took your shoes off to aerate your sweaty businessman feet? Or how you passed gas like 50 times but still acted like it was a big deal when a cheese cracker accidentally got flicked on you? I was really mad.
But that happens. I've traveled with my kids, and every time you sit down, there's mm-hmm. somebody who sighs. But, you know, I've got a great trick, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a piece. This is something you
Hit
can
–
this
it.
Is good advice you can put in your column.
Okay.
I travel – I used to cover the Pentagon, and uh-huh. every time you get on a military plane, somebody gives you earplugs. I always travel with earplugs, and the first thing I do is I offer it to the people sitting around me. And
how terrifying for them. They must think, no, what's real? Nobody's ever done this before.
And it diffuses the whole thing, and nobody has ever accepted the earplugs from me.
Oh,
I complain when my kids cry.
Wow, that's really good. What you did was you lowered their expectations for how the flight was going to go.
Tell me about your approach to parenting.
I like to say that if I was a parenting animal, I'm kind of like a tiger mother, but the weary tiger, the one that you see in the nature specials, who's just laying on her side in the sun.
Or
and
at the
her
zoo.
Cubs are just running rampant all over her, just like pulling on her ears and chewing on her toenails. Well, not that my children do that. That's odd. But just that feeling of fatigue and fine, just do it. Just have your way.
Do you think having kids changes the way you approach comedy?
No. I mean, from a personal standpoint, it hasn't changed my sense of humor at all. But it does also give me something great to write about, which I love doing because it's such a nice, soft place for us to fall. And there's just so much humor that occurs along the way. I was walking down the street with Jason today, and I was remembering that when we had our first child, we thought that you had to keep your house so hot or the baby would die. I don't know who told us that, but I don't think anybody did tell us that. We just interpreted that from the mountains of books that we read about everything. Mm-hmm. So we turned our thermostat up to, I think it was like 86 or 87, so that the baby never had to wear clothing. I mean, none of us did. We couldn't wear clothing. It was so hot. We were sweating all the time for months. And the grandmothers would come, and they were all in the middle of menopause. So they were literally, my stepmom had to wear Bjorn Borg, like sweatbands around her face and wrists because sweat was pouring off of her when she would come to visit. All she wanted to do was visit the baby. I really could have put the baby in a sweater. That was a lesson that I learned. You know, these things are so ridiculous. I can't be the only person who did that.
You describe yourself as a child of the 70s, right?
So, oh, yes.
And so you kind of, that kind of informs the way you approach what you do now? Because you think, as you've written, that that was a more relaxed kind of way of raising kids.
It was a more relaxed time. I mean, I feel like in the 70s, we just put our babies in cages and smoked over them. you know what I mean? It was kind of like the ice storm with babies, which is not great. But there is, you know, we could infuse our modern lives with just a touch more belief in the process. Billions of people have done this before us quite successfully. I think we can relax a little bit.
That's Samantha Bee. She's a correspondent on The Daily Show and one of the authors of the parenting blog, Eating Over the Sink. You can find it at Babbel.com, and you can follow Samantha on Twitter at IamSamBee. Samantha Bee, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great. Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Kevin Beasley, Douglas Roberts, Mathoni Maturi, and Michael Kennedy. Librarians include Denise Chen, Beth Howard, Janelle White, Maureen Clements, Hannah Summers, Robert Goldstein, Elizabeth Allen, and Lauren Sin.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.